This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a few minutes out of your busy day to study with us the living message of one of the truly great books of the Bible. Of course, when I say one of the truly great books of the Bible, I do not mean to say that there is any book in the Bible that is not great. Every book in the Bible is perfect for the purpose God had in giving it to us. But I'm referring to the book of Job as being great because it has so much to do with our daily living. Because it deals almost from the beginning of it to the end of it with the problem of human suffering. And we all face that. As we live day by day, we realize we're walking on the edge of eternity with the possibility that today or tomorrow, next week will be our last. Or that today will be the last day of one of our loved ones. Or the day one of our loved ones becomes seriously and gravely ill or suffers in some other way. All about us we see how men suffer, sometimes because of sin, sometimes even when they have not been sinners, when they've been righteous and good men. We've raised 6 questions in this book and gone through the answer given in this book, and we come now to the closing portion of it, the message of Job and how it lives for men today. The material which I have already discussed contends that the message of Job is set out in the raising and answering, sometimes by implication, a number of questions. Thus far, effort has been made to set forth the message of Job for the persons who were actually involved in the story, the book itself. But now, in the remainder of our study, I will be wanting to show how these lessons apply to those of us who are living today. How these lessons apply not only to Job and those men who were with him, but how they apply to you and how they apply to me. It would be of little value to any of us living today in the 20th century to study the book of Job, or any other book of the Bible for that matter, to fail to ask himself the question, how does all of this apply to me? What application should these truths find in my life? Thus, the very important question is raised. What are the most important lessons which men now living should learn from the book of Job? So, I want to study with you some of these great lessons. And the first one that I point out to you is this. Some men do serve God for naught. Satan had contended that men superficially followed God, and only that because he blessed them. Satan held that no man would continue to serve God if God ceased to bless him. God said of Job that he was a good man, implying that Job did not have his price, that he would remain faithful no matter what affliction came into his life. Job vindicated God's position. You remember that Satan had said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. In other words, everybody has his price. But Job vindicated God's position, that there are men who will be faithful even though they lose everything. Even though at one stage Job did complain and raise questions, he proved himself to be a good man. He proved that Satan was wrong when he said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life, as recorded in chapter 2 and verse 4. You see, it is the case that some men, there are men, no doubt, living on earth today who will remain faithful to God even if they suffer terribly during earthly life, even if they lose their material possessions, if they lose their family, they lose their reputation, their job, their health, everything. They will still have faith in God and love and serve Him to the best of their ability. I'm glad that you've been with us today as we continue our study of the book of Job. I hope that you will sit down and read through the entire book of Job at one sitting, from the first chapter to the end, and be back with us tomorrow as we close our study. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.